Exile, Chapter 9, Whispers in the Tunnels. The Serfneblin patrol inched its way around the bends of the broken and twisting tunnel, warhammers and pickaxes held at the ready. The deep gnomes were not far from Blingdenstone, less than a day out, but they'd gone into their practiced battle formations usually reserved for the deep underdark. The tunnel reeked of death. The lead deep gnome, knowing that the carnage lay just beyond, gingerly peeked over a boulder. Goblins! His senses cried out to his companions, a clear voice in the racial empathy of the Serfnebli. When the dangers of the Underdark closed in on the deep gnomes, they rarely spoke aloud, reverting to a communal empathic bond that could convey basic thoughts. The other Serfnebli clutched their weapons and began deciphering a battle plan from the excited jumble of their mental communications. The leader, still the only one who peered over the boulder, halted them with an overriding notion.
"Dead goblins!"
The others followed him around the boulder to a grisly scene. A score of goblins lay about, hacked and torn.
"Drow!"
one of the Serfneblin party whispered, after seeing the precision of the wounds and the obvious ease with which the blades had cut through the unfortunate creature's hides. Among the Underdark races, only the Drow wielded such slender and wicked-edged blades.
"Too close,"
another deep gnome responded empathically, punching the speaker on the shoulder.
"These have been dead for a day or more," said another aloud,
refuting his companion's caution.
"The Dark Elves would not lie in wait in the area. It is not their way."
"Nor is it the way to slaughter bands of goblins,"
the one who had insisted on the silent communications replied.
"Not when there are prisoners to be taken."
"They would take prisoners only if they meant to return directly to Menzoberranzan,"
remarked the first. He turned to the leader.
"Borough Warden Krieger, at once we must go back to Blingdenstone and report the carnage."
"A thin report it would be," Krieger replied. "Dead goblins in the tunnels? It's not such an uncommon sight." "This is not the first sign of drow activity in the region," the other remarked.
The borough warden could not deny the truth of the companion's words, nor the wisdom of the suggestion. Two other patrols had returned to Blingdenstone recently with tales of dead monsters, most probably slain by drow elves, lying in the corridors of the Underdark.
"And look,"
the other deep gnome continued, bending low to scoop a pouch off of one of the goblins. He opened it to reveal a handful of gold and silver coins.
"What dark elf would be so impatient as to leave such booty behind? Can we be sure that this was not the doings of the drow?"
Krieger asked, though he himself did not doubt the fact.
"Perhaps some other creature has come to our realm, or possibly some lesser foe, goblin or orc, has found drow weapons."
"Drow!"
the thoughts of several of the others agreed immediately.
"The cuts were swift and precise," said one, "and I see nothing to indicate any wounds beyond those suffered by the goblins. Who else but dark elves are so efficient in their killing?"
Borough Warden Krieger walked off alone a bit further down the passage, searching the stone for some clue to this mystery. Deep gnomes possessed an affinity to the rock beyond that of most creatures, but this passage's stone walls told the Borough Warden nothing. The goblins had been killed by weapons, not the clawed hands of monsters, yet they had not been looted. All of the kills were confined to a small area, showing that the unfortunate goblins hadn't even found the time to flee. The 20 goblins were cut down so quickly implicated a drow patrol of some size, and even if there had been only a handful of dark elves, one of them, at least, would have pillaged the bodies.
"Where shall we go, Borough Warden?"
one of the deep gnomes asked at Krieger's back. "Onward to scout out the reported mineral cache, or back to Blingdenstone to report this?" Krieger was a wily old Serfneblin who thought that he knew every trick of the Underdark. He wasn't fond of mysteries, but this scene had him scratching his bald head without a clue. "Back," he relayed to the others, reverting to the silent empathic method. He found no arguments among his kin. Deep gnomes always took great care to avoid drow elves whenever possible. The patrol promptly shifted into a tight defensive formation and began its trek back home. levitating off to the side in the shadows of the high-ceiling stalactites. The spirit wraith of Zach Nafane Duarden watched their progress and marked well their path. King Schnicktick leaned forward in his stone throne and considered the Borough Warden's words carefully. Schnicktick's counselors, seated all around him, were equally curious and nervous, for this report only confirmed the two previous tales of potential drow activity in the eastern tunnels.
"Why would Menzoberranzan be edging in our borders?"
one of the counselors asked when Krieger had finished.
"Our agents have made no mention of the intent of war. Surely we would have seen some indications if Menzoberranzan's ruling council planned something dramatic."
"We would," King Schnicktick agreed, to silence the nervous chattering that sprang up in the wake of the counselor's grim words. "To all of you, I offer the reminder that we do not know if the perpetrators of these reported kills were drow elves at all."
"Your pardon, my king,"
Krieger began tentatively.
"Yes, Borough Warden,"
Schnicktick replied immediately, slowly waving one stubby hand before his craggy face to prevent any protests.
"You are quite certain of your observations, and well enough do I know you to trust your judgment. Until this drow patrol has been seen, however, no assumptions will I make."
"Then we may agree only that something dangerous has invaded our eastern region,"
another of the counselors put in.
"Yes," answered the Schrifnebelin king. "We must set about discovering the truth of the matter. The eastern tunnels are therefore sealed from further mining expeditions."
Schnicktick again waved his hands to calm the ensuing groans.
"I know that several promising veins of ore have been reported. We will get to them as soon as we may. But for the present, the east, northeast, and southeast regions are hereby declared war patrol exclusive. The patrols will be doubled, both in the number of groups and in the size of each, and their range will be extended to encompass all the region within a 3-day march of Blingdenstone. Quickly must this mystery be resolved."
"What of our agents in the Drow City?" asked a counselor. "Should we make contact?"
Schnicktick held his palms out.
"Be at ease," he replied. "We will keep our ears and eyes open wide. But let us not inform our enemies that we suspect their movements."
The Schrifnebelin king did not have to express his concerns that their agents within Menzoberranzan could not entirely be relied upon. The informants might readily accept Schrifnebelin gemstones in exchange for minor information. But if the powers of Menzoberranzan were planning something drastic in Blingdenstone's direction, agents would quite likely work double deals against the Deep Gnomes.
"If we hear any unusual reports from Menzoberranzan," the king continued, "or if we discover that the intruders are indeed drow elves, then we will increase our network's actions. Until then, let the patrols learn what they may."
The king dismissed his council then, preferring to remain alone in his throne room to consider the grim news. Earlier that same 10-day, Schnicktick had heard of Drizzt's savage attack on the basilisk effigy. Lately, it seemed, King Schnicktick of Blingdenstone had heard too much of Dark Elves' exploits. The Schrifnebelin scouting patrol moved farther out into the eastern tunnels. Even those groups that found nothing came back to Blingdenstone full of suspicions, for they had sensed a stillness in the Underdark beyond the quiet norm. Not a single Schrifnebelin had been injured so far, but none seemed anxious to travel out of the patrols. There was something evil in the tunnels. They knew this instinctively. Something that killed without question and without mercy. One patrol found the moss-covered cavern that once had served as Drizzt's sanctuary. King Schnicktick was saddened when he heard that the peaceable Myconoids and their treasured mushroom grove had been destroyed. Yet, for all the endless hours the Schrifnebelin spent wandering the tunnels, not an enemy did they spot. They continued with their assumptions that dark elves, so secretive and brutal, were involved.
"And we now have a drow living in our city,"
a deep gnome counselor reminded the king during one of their daily sessions.
"Has he caused any trouble?"
Schnicktick asked.
"Minor," replied the counselor. "And Belwar Desengulp, the most honored borough warden, speaks for him still and keeps him in his house as guest, not prisoner. Borough warden Desengulp will accept no guards around the drow."
"Have the drow watched,"
the king said after a moment of consideration.
"But from a distance. If he is a friend, as Master Desengulp most obviously believes, then he should not suffer our intrusions."
"And what of the patrols?"
asked another counselor. This one, a representative from the entrance cavern that housed the city guard.
"My soldiers grow weary. They have seen nothing beyond a few signs of battle, have heard nothing but the scrape of their own tired feet."
"We must be alert,"
King Schnicktick reminded him.
"If the dark elves are massing, they are not,"
the counselor replied firmly.
"We have found no camp, nor a trace of camp. This patrol from Menzoberranzan, if it is a patrol, attacks and then retreats to some sanctuary we cannot locate, possibly magically inspired."
"And if the dark elves truly meant to attack Blingdenstone,"
offered another,
"would they leave so many signs of their activity? The first slaughter, the goblins found by Borough Warden Krieger's expedition, occurred nearly a 10-day ago, and the tragedy of the Myconoids was some time before that. I have never heard of dark elves wandering about an enemy city and leaving signs such as slaughtered goblins for days before they execute their full attack."
The king had been thinking along the same lines for some time. When he awoke each day and found Blingdenstone intact, the threat of a war with Menzoberranzan seemed more distant. But though Schnicktick took comfort in the similar reasoning of his counselors, he could not ignore the gruesome scenes his soldiers had been finding in the eastern tunnels. Something, probably drow, were down there, too close for his liking.
"Let us assume that Menzoberranzan does not plan war against us at this time,"
Schnicktick offered.
"Then why are drow elves so close to our doorway? Why would drow elves haunt the eastern tunnels of Blingdenstone so far from home?"
"Expansion,"
replied one counselor.
"Renegade raiders,"
questioned another. Neither possibility seemed very likely. Then a third counselor chirped in a suggestion so simple that it caught the others off guard.
"They're looking for something."
The king of the Serfnebli dropped his dimpled chin heavily into his hands, thinking he just heard a possible solution to the puzzle and feeling foolish that he had not thought of it before.
"But what?"
asked one of the counselors, obviously feeling the same.
"Dark elves rarely mine the stone. They do not do it very well when they try, I must add. And they would not have to go so far from Menzoberranzan to find precious minerals. What, so near to Blingdenstone, might the dark elves be looking for?"
"Something they have lost," replied the king. Immediately his thoughts went to the drow that had come to live among his people. It all seemed too much of a coincidence to be ignored. "Or someone," Schnicktick added, and the others did not miss his point.
"Perhaps we should invite our drow guest to sit with us in council."
"No," the king replied.
"But perhaps our distant surveillance of this Drizzt is not enough. Get orders to Belwar Desengulp that the drow is to be monitored every minute. And Ferbel," he said to the counselor nearest him, "since we have reasonably concluded that no war is imminent with the Dark Elves, set the spy network into motion. Get me information from Menzoberranzan, and quickly.
I like not the prospect of dark elves wandering about my front door. It does so diminish the neighborhood.
Councillor Furble, the chief of covert security in Blingdenstone, nodded in agreement, though he wasn't pleased by the request. Information from Menzoberranzan was not cheaply gained, and it as often turned out to be a calculated deception as the truth. Furble did not like dealing with anyone or anything that could outsmart him, and he murmured dark elves as first on that ill-favored list. The spirit wraith watched as yet another Serfnedlin patrol made its way down the twisting tunnel. The tactical wisdom of that being that once had been the finest weapons master in all of Menzoberranzan had kept the undead monster and his anxious sword arm in check for the last few days. Zach Nefane did not truly understand the significance of the increasing number of deep gnome patrols, but he sensed that his mission would be put into jeopardy if he struck out against one of them. At the very least, his attack against so organized a foe would send alarms ringing throughout the corridors, alarms that the elusive Drizzt surely would hear. Similarly, the spirit wraith had sublimated his vicious urges against other living things and had left the Shrepnedlin patrols nothing to find in the last few days, purposefully avoiding conflicts within the many denizens of the region. Matron Malice Duarden's evil will followed Zach Nefane's every move, pounding relentlessly at his thoughts, urging him on with a great vengeance. Any killing that Zach Nefane did sated that insidious will temporarily, but the undead thing's tactical wisdom overruled the savage summons. The slight flicker that was Zach Nefane's remaining reasoning knew that he would only find his return to the peace of death when Drizzt Du'Arden joined him in his eternal sleep. The spirit wraith kept his swords in his sheaths as he watched the deep domes pass by. Then, as still another group of weary Serfnebli made its way toward the west, another flicker of cognition stirred within the spirit wraith. If the deep gnomes were so prominent in this region, it seemed likely that Drizzt Du'Arden would have encountered them. This time, Zach Nefane did not let the deep gnomes wander out beyond his sight. He floated down from his concealment of the stalactite-strewn ceiling and fell into pace behind the patrol. The name of Blingdenstone bobbed at the edge of his conscious grasp, a memory of his past life.
Blingdenstone.
The spirit wraith tried to speak aloud, the first word Matron Malice's undead monster had tried to utter. But the name came out as nothing more than an undecipherable snarl.